Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is February the 1st, 2025. This is episode 39. Today we're going to be talking about balance and how you know when something's out of balance. In the room today, you've got myself, we've got Alessandra, we have Hilary, Dr. Melanie, Nate, Bobby B, and Shadows Pub. Today's question: how do you balance your personal expectations versus what's expected of you? And how do you know when there's something out of balance? And Alessandra, we were talking about this last night, weren't we?
We were, and the whole idea is we all have work to do, and some of that work can be work to pay the bills, and some of that work can be work to keep your head screwed on straight. And not every day is the same day, day in, day out. There are times of crunch, there are times of project deadlines, there are times of union negotiations, there are times when you're supposed to be doing your thing and you get COVID. Son of a gun. But it is. It's like a teeter-totter. So when we're in the perfect balance is a theoretical absurdity. I'm not saying balance is bullshit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying balance is a theoretical absurdity. Here is our analogy. Dr. Melanie. Here is the
Theoretical absurdity. I love it.
take a teeter-totter. Oh, we love our playground equipment. Take a teeter totter, and that fulcrum is, well, there's your balance. So on your teeter totter, does it make any sense to draw the thing perfectly in balance? No, because some little kid weighs more than the other little kid, or you get two scrawny little kids, but then there's two of them. You're out of balance, right? So some of that is absolutely functional. The perfect balance doesn't exist because we're always moving and things move through time. There's crunch time, then there's getting over crunch time. Like, for instance, one of my parts is a musician, and I'll work up to something for an audition or I'll work up to something on a performance. And so I'm really heavy on expectations of others. But how do I balance what I expect of myself? And why am I there? The creative health of that is to be there for myself, to show what I have to show, to give what I have to give for others, not in the expectation of them. The thing that I know when I'm out of balance is when I cut my practice short, or I skip a day, or two, or more. And you have to pay for that. But likewise, totally in the spotlight, on the stage, doing the thing, playing it, playing the hell out of it. What happens after that? Also, it's good. It's what I wanted, but it's out of balance. And I know that because I may feel blues. I may feel a little depressed after the big event. So balance may not be what you've always thought it is. But it's a very handy thing of how to negotiate with doing the big things. What do you think of that, Dr. Melanie? I saw you resonating with that all in your body language. And you very recently, when you came to visit me in Leeds, read the book on how to do big things.
Well, that's true. So here's what I thought in the beginning, because if without taking notes, I can't respond to all that. In ice skating, which I learned as a 2.5-year-old, you're balanced on one point of a blade. When we moved to a horse farm in South Jersey, there were no ice rinks, but there was a roller skating rink. On roller skating, you have a couple of different points of balance. And so my brother and I started roller skating, and my mom, who was a professional ice skater, would come every so often, and she'd go over in the practice area, and you'd hear da 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 boom, da 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 boom, because she could not adjust her center of balance to being on four wheels instead of one point on a blade. So all the jumps and all the spins, she ended up on her butt. So that's what I thought of that. I mean, theoretical absurdity is, balance is only out of balance when you don't feel good, and then we call it that. But I don't know when the hell we're in balance, to tell you the truth, except if that's when we're feeling well. And of course, if that's the case, then the Buddhists have it all over all of us. So, but what I do when I feel out of balance is lately I just give myself a break. I'm like, oh, it's okay. You didn't do this, and this you were supposed to. And if I'm really serious about it, I prioritize what this is I need to look at. And if they're all of them can wait a little bit longer, then I go get a Chinese foot rub for an hour. And then I'm imbalanced. In balance. And then I start with the priority list. So, Hillary, you look very balanced over there with that cat.
Hillary, how do you know when there's something out of balance?
How do I know when something's out of balance? So you're talking about, our creating and our personal expectation versus external expectations. So to know if something's out of balance, you need to know where you're at and what the expectation is. And then that will map out where you are in the balance on that teeter-totter. So without that evaluation, you don't even know where you're at to find out if you're out of balance. Now you could sit there and say, it's an internal feeling, like I know something's wrong and I don't know what, but this is how you would find out what is wrong by evaluating and knowing what the expectation is. Has that been clearly defined? Often it's not, because we as people, when expressing things that we need, we've got a lot of information stuck in our head, a lot of context in our head. And getting all that out to make sure the person receives the expectation appropriately, well, that's a different conversation. But let's say you did get the good information. So now you've intrinsically absorbed some external information of an expectation, and then you incorporate your personal views into that. What does that mean to you then? To provide someone something that's now expected of you. And then you can really go into that balance, or you can work deliberately to maintain that balance, staying true to yourself to provide what's being requested. And then, meeting the needs that they've requested. So I think from there, that gives you what you need to get started. But again, like Alessandra was saying, it's never, we don't reach equilibrium. We don't stay there. We can reach it. There's a moment, but it's fleeting, which is fine. Because if you were to stay there, then you would stay there. You would have no momentum to move. And so through the teeter-totter is how you keep going, because your personal expectation versus the external expectation, if you're mindful of it, you can really swing forward and let each of those drive you further to enhance the experience for both parties. And that's my two cents.
Hillary, I'm over here smiling because this is such a huge topic when you start to unpack it. And listening to you work through that out loud is Alessandra and I were kind of doing that earlier when we were bouncing this off each other. And it really is when you balance the personal versus the external. But Nate, I can see that you're brewing something up there. How do you know when there's something out of balance?
I don't think I do. And I think I accept that I don't. And I think I think it cuts both ways. Like, I think I don't realize how in balance I might actually be in the moments that I feel out of balance. And I don't fully realize how out of balance I am in the moments that I might feel balanced. I think there's some freedom in accepting that I don't totally know. But the thing that you said, Hillary, about if you're always balanced all the time, there's like a static quality and you have to get thrown out of balance. And I think that's a lot of my MO. I like if I feel myself out of balance, sometimes I'll just keep pushing myself out of balance because I just want to see where it breaks. And I don't know if that's a great habit. I don't know if I would encourage my kids to do that. But like it actually works for me better than being like, I'm out of balance. I better go over here now. Like, forget it. That's not gonna work. Let me just, all right, there's the edge. Fucking let's go, buddy. Oh, sorry.
Rebel.
I think to me, one of the central ideas of balance is center and coming back to center, and what is center, and what does it mean to feel centered, and what does it mean to feel centered on your own, and what does it mean to feel centered with another person? Because in a relationship, there's a different center than when you're just on your own. And I find that concept to be important for sort of controlled descent, right? If you're thrown out of balance, but you're holding your center, that is a different quality to it.
There's our hashtag, controlled descent.
Descent, baby. That's it.
The fact that this sounds like quantum physics relate to anybody? Everything Hillary was saying is like, you can't be in two places at once. You can't be stopped. You can't, you're in relation. It's where you, it's like quantum physics.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Schrodinger's cat.
I do want to say I actually am more prone to do what Nate does. Like when I feel things getting off balance, you don't always know how to balance it back. So you'll just push the teeter-totter further into the direction it's moving just because you know energy's moving and it'll just keep moving you and slingshot you back somewhere. You may not even be concerned about that. Actually, at that point, you're not concerned about where. You just know you got to move.
I just saw a Buddhist monk who, writes these videos, whatever. And he goes, sometimes in order to stop yourself from eating all the chocolate, you have to eat all the chocolate. And I just like that, like really spoke to me.
It's pretty human and it's pretty industrial culture human as well, but I mean I think there's a level on which it's pretty human, like, oh, do I share this or do I not? Oh, do I, it's not just do I indulge in it, it's do I sh if we're talking about limbic mind and human evolution, do I share this or do I not?
I love that. I
You
love
know,
that.
so it's funny. This is a funny conversation and not at all what I expected. I really like it.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Bobby, how about you? How do you know when there's something out of balance?
There's usually an emotional twitch, you just kind of sense something's a little off. But here's the deal. I love creativity. I love the edginess and the risk of creativity. And so, given that I know I love that, then it's kind of like, okay, so what's this emotional twitch? What's this sudden little irritation in the back of my throat? What's this little buzz in my toe? And I try and go there, but I also know that I will spiral like crazy if I let my emotions really pour over something like what we're talking about. So I actually kind of think, okay, wait a minute. Okay, I'm feeling is. What is it a problem? Is it really a problem? Because the one thing I can always try and own is my emotions. I can't always control the situation or my accountabilities or all that kind of stuff, but I can control my emotions. And I know that the toughest thing in life sometimes is just to tread water, just to create a still point in the pool with all the crashing waves around. And it doesn't have to be a vortex, that's sucking me down into the depths. Let's just kind of let my mind settle. Okay, wait a minute, is this real? And then, of course, I can parse it from that. So for me, it comes down to edginess and uncertainty, and all that is great. And I can always learn from it later. But the one thing I absolutely can have complete control over is where are my emotions and how am I reacting to this?
Thank you, Bob. Shadows, how about you? How do you know when there's something out of balance?
Well, the good news is I don't often have external demands on me. Not that I, ones that I can't say, go take a flying leap. And when my brain writes energy checks that I can't fill, I write a new check that I can fill.
So your energy balance
Yeah.
is something you stay mindful of.
Well, yeah, either that or I have to take a day off and just screw around.
What do you do to bring it back in balance?
Take a day off and screw around.
If that doesn't work, take another day off and screw around, right?
Pretty much.
Quite a topic, quite a discussion, as this is good stuff.
What about you, Greg? You're not getting away from us so easily.
Oh gosh, I thought I would. This is really difficult for me. I kind of like what Nate said earlier. I'm kind of on the same team as Nate when I don't know, or I didn't think that I knew. But as we were talking earlier before the podcast, a few weeks ago, I wasn't in the best of places, and even trying to distract my mind from chronic pain and things like that, nothing was working. But I've been playing a game called Old School RuneScape, there's a plug, for the last week or two. It's been a great distraction and really helped me piggyback from that and be more creative and do things again. I know that things are coming back into balance because I'm able to find distractions and things to do where that would have been too far out of reach before. So that would be my answer.
Oh,
But
I think I took out all of 2012 in Plants versus Zombies. I mean, the whole year gone.
right. Well,
And
play's important.
then when I felt all done with that, breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough, not of pain, but of creative success. But it took almost like I had to like sit on the Plants versus Zombies spring. And let all of that energy build, 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 build. And there was, when that thing finally sprung, it wasn't just my own breakthroughs, creative breakthroughs, but it there was enough for Devin and his career just unlocked like crazy, and Britt's career unlocked like crazy. And I'm over here going, I could choose this or this or this. Oh, hell, I'll take it all. But I couldn't do anything besides play that game for a year.
Right. Well, they do ask you when they do mental health screening, right, for depression. One of the first things they ask you is, do you no longer enjoy doing things that used to give you pleasure? You know, that might be one way of sensing that something's out of balance and that check engine light has come on the dashboard, right?
Yeah. And it's
Yeah.
really interesting
You
times like
are, Alessandra, you would have been diagnosed with an internet use disorder, which.
pathologize me
No,
again. I
but
dare
what
you.
I mean is. No, I find it very interesting, right? You did something for a year and it did something and
Yeah,
you
it
stopped
did.
and it was a helpful thing. I just think that that's interesting. I don't mean
Oh, I didn't take it like as a
yeah. But I
criticism.
thought, you know, because that's more than 3 months. That's a year.
Is that in the DSM now, Dr. Melanie? Internet.
Sorry?
Is that in the DSM now, internet use
Yeah,
disorder?
internet and gambling.
Wow.
The behavioral use dis because it's finding they're doing the same dopamine jumps
Now you're
in
knocking
the.
my hobbies?
What about video games? Because
They're
I live.
doing, yes, that's they're doing the same, you know, they're having the same neurochemical neurotransmitter effect. That is to say, dopamine goes up, and also you get tolerant. So you have to play more or longer or whatever.
That balance thing, right? If it takes over your life and you're not eating anymore and going to the bathroom, then there's a problem, right? But
Yeah,
balance.
but even if you are going to the bathroom and eating, I mean, Alessandra went to the bathroom and ate.
I ate a
True.
lot. So that was the next thing to work on. But when it was done, it was
Right.
done.
That's what's interesting.
Yeah, I've had that game addiction for a while. Like I'd gotten laid off from work, wasn't working, and yeah, I got sucked into games and it was, yeah, the dopamine hit keeps you entertained just enough and it became something you could focus on when so much else is going on that you aren't grabbing onto. So it's an easy, low-hanging piece of fruit that will feed you, but it's just not healthy fruit.
If that's too far out of reach, then you're kind of lower down, right?
Yeah, you got
So,
to work a little harder to get a more healthier piece of fruit. It's a lot more effort, and we'll take the path of least resistance.
well, I think
Not
coming
that
back
there's anything terribly unhealthy about it until you're doing something like crazy. But what I think is interesting about this is that doing it more or less like crazy can also be a healing modality. And the thing I just thought about is, you know, with EMDR and brain spotting, the simplified idea of it is that, like for animals, like a deer, if it gets scared, it freezes and then it shakes like crazy and keeps going. Theory is that humans don't do that and shit gets stuck in the amygdala and plays over and over and over again. And, you know, and so because of the particular and specific neural contact between the eye and the amygdala in the middle, that part of the brain, you can access it in a different way and perhaps let that processing occur as opposed to having it unprocessed. And I'm just wondering what this might have to do with that.
I mean, there's something that I very distinctly remember is in that game, there was a lot of creating pattern and setting up the players and what their tools were. And there was a rhythm, there was a synchrony to it when I could get that to
Predictability.
work. Yes. And at the end of the game, this is Plants vs. Zombies 1. At the end of
What's
the
it called?
game, Plants vs. Zombies 1. It's by PopCap, the folks at PopCap. And at the end of the game, the ultimate thing, the ultimate challenge is this ginormous monster. And when I took his shit apart, I was done. And I really do believe it healed some trauma.
Oh, Sandra, you really hit on it. Like we're shout out Jagex if you're listening, old school RuneScape. The username's Goggletins, right? I'd appreciate any gold that you can give me. So,
Ben.
yeah, there's, and I know Nate, you got a thought on this, and I'm going to come right to you here in a moment. But you, Alessandro, you had talked about you have to do this and you have to do that. Whether I'm killing blue dragons or I'm going on a quest and I've got to talk to this person and that person and remember to take these things with me and how to find that stuff is exercising the brain. That's, to my mind, I know it's not EMDR, but those brain games that you do with the puzzles and stuff, it's making you think. It's not just mindless clicking. But Nate, I know you're a big gamer, and I don't know if you had a thought with the gaming on your lapping there, but I know that you had a thought you were gonna bring up.
Laid
I
on
mean,
us.
it's just so, it's really interesting to talk about. And it's really interesting to talk about with this group because so frequently I talk about it with other gamers like me or other folks in game development who are building the thing and want to make it interesting. I wanted to circle back to balance because when you're in this state of eating all the chocolate, of playing Plants versus Zombies, part of my conception of balance is simply having other things that are similarly like engrossing, engaging, because you can sort of pop cap your way out of one state by like rebalancing in another, right? And so this concept of balance becomes this dynamic like dance between various motivations. And it's taken a long time to sort of get to that point. But I think when I am so singularly focused, I have to like watch out because I've gone down too many Plants versus Zombies rabbit holes. And it can get bad to your point. Your behavior can change because of
Oh, wow.
wanting to engage. And I think there's a certain amount of awareness to that. The reason I was smiling just now is I think to me, your experience of playing Plants versus Zombies and you beat the big bad, and there's something that happened in the accomplishment dopamine, because I think that's real. And I think video games have a unique sort of creative outlet for art because you can abstract
Do.
stories in storytelling, but you give the user agency. When you watch a movie, you don't have any agency. You're taking it in and you're experiencing the story, and maybe you're connecting it. When you're playing a video game, you have agency. And if you're abstracting something that is meaningful or touches you or whatever, there's a different relationship. And I think that that's one of the reasons why I find them so fascinating. And you hear stories about video games that are solving real world problems, right? You make this game be an abstraction of a real world problem, and people will choose to engage with it. It's rarely easy to
Problem
have to
solving
read.
method. It's always been a problem solving method, but it's also the game doesn't have real world weight, like it's depressurized.
Exactly.
So if you're doing
Ooh.
similar things in the game that you do in real life, I could, popping back and forth, I think make, it make, sort of makes sense. It's like, oh, I'm carrying this water because if I don't, I'm not going to get paid versus I'm carrying this water to dump it into this pond, for my 2 points. And, that
It's
gives
really
you a
funny. Yeah. It's a, and
lot.
I
Yeah.
got my
Humans are bizarre, man. We're fucking bizarre.
friend.
Melon is coming up with a good strategy there, tipping the water in the pond. I don't know.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, you like that for a new video game?
Yeah.
You didn't
It's
see him
true.
taking
Yeah.
notes? No, man, I'm organizing my taxes. I'm multitasking, but you guys, I'll tell you how else I stay in balance. You guys.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
100%. 100%.
Mean, it took a while. I don't know how long I've been doing this, but now it works exactly as planned. I pop in and out when I can. I'm even on Discord a little
That's
bit, talking to you guys, and it makes it like you're my friends, which I that's never happened to me before on the
privilege.
internet. Never. I know, right? I mean, I
We got
ask
hearts going everywhere. This is what's so
you ask
fun
me
about.
some shit, and we're all so interesting. Oh my God.
We get more
So,
interesting by the minute.
on the note, in regards to here being a place to establish some balance, because we reflect at the beginning and end of every hour some sort of expectation of ourselves. So we're setting that fulcrum of what we're trying to do and, evaluate like, here's what I want to do, here's what I did. And so we are constantly balancing ourselves with
And even
this,
if it's
with our
just
time
for
together.
1 hour a day or 1 hour whenever you can fit it in,
We're doing that evaluation of our person. It's a personal expectation, but that could then be related to an external.
that's not how
Yeah.
I get the balance with you guys. It's not the evaluation. It's the, dare I say, human contact.
Right. A lot to be said.
This is IRL to
Grounding.
me.
I'd say that's
Huh?
grounding over balancing.
Well, grounding and centering, right? Like
Well, I
set.
don't know. I mean, I kind of don't care. For me, I can come on here and feel balanced, whether I check in or whether my check-in is nutty or not. And whether it's I mean, you have a very precise mind, Hillary. And I'm like, wow, do you do all that? And I'm like, fuck. I'm like, oh, hi guys, here I am. Here's what I'm doing. What are you guys doing? I mean, if
Think
I
we
know
earned
you.
our explicit today.
Oh, yes. I
For me,
got
the
both of
group
them. Anyway, I mean,
is
it's,
the
and it works for you your way, and it works for me my way, which is also really remarkable.
group is firm ground to build upon to set that scale. Shadows, did you have a thought?
I thought
Like
I
you could.
already shared it. I know, like you could get one in edgewise. We went we went berserk. Well, if I had something to say, you'd have heard me.
Oh, I thought your square turned green for a second.
Well, Greg, what happened?
I don't know. I think the only thing left to say really is it's happened again, hasn't it?
Yeah.
You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. But what about you? Let us know. What's your relationship like with balance? How do you know when there's something out of balance? Let us know. Come back again next week because we'll be here. Take care.